So I'm in the car with, you know, BB3, Big Ben.
Benny Hustle,
man. What's going on with you, man?
Man, you know, I just got back from the A. So right now, I'm just back doing what I do best. Being out here active in the hoods and through the city.
Most definitely, man. So what was you just playing, man, on the radio?
That was my track called Moon Rock Vibes. I'm going to run it back. Let y'all hear a little sample. Smoking this Moon Rock.
New release, man. Moon Rock vibe.
Y'all working on me, don't worry.
Shit, oh, that Moon Rock.
Drop on October 25th. Gangsta and the Gentleman.
Ooh.
Palace.
I can't let no nigga get to me.
Oh, I can't.
I can't let not one bitch get to me.
No, not one bitch.
Gotta stop letting little shit get to me.
I gotta stop it.
The devil on my back trying to steal my peace. I've been in a dark place, damn it's pitch black. My heart breaks when I think about to get back. Lost respect for some people, they can't get it back. God been working on me, just know that. Woke up early this morning, caught the sunrise. I thank the Lord every day, I open my eyes. All this anger in my heart, I can't even smile. I've been under pressure, never threw in the towel. For my kids, I go the distance, nigga, 100 miles. You gotta watch for the snakes, niggas, reptiles. You can't be too nice, don't get too many tries. I got the game on lock like some zip ties. She tryna play with her nose, I didn't bring the soft. My life turned around, I learned how to play golf. Free my niggas fighting cases, hope they get off. Popping bottles up top, city view lost. They embrace me in the A, they gon' push me up. Ran into a couple plugs, man, that shit was clutch. I've been focused on progression, I didn't grew so much. Would trade my kids' love for shit, no matter what. When the world was shut down, I ran up now. Look at me now, I'm good, both my kids fine. It's a lot of niggas, man, I made it out the hood. And if they ask how I'm doing, tell them I'm good. I can't let no nigga get to me.
No, I can't.
I can't let not one bitch get to me.
No, not one bitch.
I gotta stop letting little shit get to me.
I gotta stop it.
The devil on my back trying to steal my
that project,
Gangsta
and the Gentleman. Shout out to
Ends
Media, we in this bitch.
Man, so tell me a little bit about that, man. So where you get that name from? You feel me, Gangsta and the Gentleman?
Oh man, I just like explaining my whole character, my whole life. You know what I'm saying? I was raised by a gangster. You know what I'm saying? I turned out to be, you know what I'm saying, a gentleman. He taught us about how to be a man. You know, it just fit in all those kind of categories. Not saying gangsters are out here killing.
Yeah. You know? But just moving with some morals and principles.
Yeah.
While you do things. Okay, mm-hmm. Okay. So I got another question for you, man. So the production on this was like on like somewhere like spatially like.
Little bro say Juice. What'd you say? Juice World?
Man, hey, I'm going to go even more older than that. It remind me of like some Kid Cudi. Like,
okay, yeah.
You feel me? Like on some like Kid that. Cudi type vibe.
Hell yeah.
So what sparked that? You feel me?
I actually was just blowing on some Moon Rock, and I heard that beat. And when it first came on and shit, I just heard it saying, I heard it talking to me. It was like, I can't let no nigga get to me.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh shit, I'm in my zone, I try to sing on this beat. Yeah. And then that's when I was like, I ain't know what to call it. So I'm like, fuck it, I'm high off the Moon Rock. That's all I was smoking in the A. So I'm like, and then the engineer was like, call it Moon Rock Vibe.
Yeah. So I got a question for you, man. So what's the difference between Moon Rock and like, you feel me, gelato, you feel me? Like, what's the difference, man?
It's a big difference. The difference is this shit got like Keith with it. You know, we got some wax and we use Zaza's weed. So it's all infused, you know what I'm saying?
Dope,
it ain't just one, you know what I'm saying, one weed, and then it's always different. You know, we can use cookie, we can use gelato, Moon Rock, whatever we want.
Yeah.
That's what make it different from all the other shit. The other weed is just weed. This shit right here is, you know, we took some time and we made it with other products with high THC.
Some tender love and care.
Shout out to my nigga J-Rock. Jeez. Okay. Right, because FedEx and get it everything printed out.
I see you've been getting global, man. Like, shit, you been in California, Atlanta, man. You going on from north to the south, to the east, to the west. Man, so what's up with that, man? You feel me? Being able to see, you know, the coast, the south, has that been playing a big impact on the music that you've been making?
Hell yeah. That's actually a good question, because it actually do. It put me in better vibes. You know, I get to see different parts of the world. So, like, some of my favorite rappers, I get to see what they see, get to live how they live. Like, when I'm in Atlanta, I'm in Bankhead, so I'm in TI area, so I always try to, you know what I'm saying, like, see the accomplishments and how far he is, just to see the area he in. Like, it's, I'm like, damn, you got to respect them niggas more, because they come from big cities.
So
it just made me want to go harder with my writing and stuff.
Also, seeing that you was at Magic City, man, so in comparison, what is Magic City like to, like, a Detroit strip club, you feel me?
Shit, only difference that it was is they play a lot more Atlanta music. But you know, they still got the baddest chicks. They was open until 3. And they opened at 10, you know. I don't know what time our strip club's open here, probably about 8 or 9 or something. But it wasn't really no different. They had some bad, you know, some beautiful women, some bad bitches. Yeah, I gotta say it, they had some bad bitches in there.
It was lit. For sure, for sure.
I went on a Wednesday on my birthday, but they say Mondays, you know, like we heard in the songs and shit, Gucci them say.
Yeah.
So I got to go back on a Monday.
So when it comes down to Atlanta, what's the biggest thing that caught you by surprise? That you would say, like, the music, Instagram or Facebook ain't really show you, like, just coming from Detroit, going down there, what's the biggest thing that caught you by surprise?
Just, like, the platform, I guess, like, the landscape and how they live there. Like, it's a lot of slopes. A lot of people live on, like, hills and, you know, dunked off, like, with roads where there ain't really no sidewalks and shit like that. So, like, wild, though, you know, easy for somebody to get popped quick and just pull up. You won't even know. It's going to take a long time for the police to get there type shit.
Yeah.
And I ain't really, that's really about the landscape, because when I walk to the store, you either walking downhill or you either walking uphill sometimes. Everything is at a different level here and shit.
So and growing up in Detroit kind of prepared you for going down there?
Yeah, in a way, because, you know, we always watching out. That's how we got to be here in our hood. You got to watch over your shoulder, watch every car that ride past. Shit, that's how it is down there. But I feel like down there, they embrace you more. They embrace everybody more because they used to people being known in their city and stuff. Yeah. So they used to showing love in our city. Not too many people make it out. So the ones who did make it out, they got killed. Niggas be hating and shit, you know. Yeah. They see that. A lot of people make it out there. But it ain't nothing used to them.
So chime in on that, man. So what the Southern hospitality like in you feel me? Like, if you had to get your opinion, is it real Southern hospitality or?
I put on 20 pounds down there. It's real Southern hospitality down there. They cook good. They treat you good. You know, everybody. Only people I ran into that was crazy is like they got every place got homeless. Where, you know, it's a lot of homeless people at.
Yeah, when I was down in Atlanta, by Magic biggest. City. Yeah.
It's all in there.
I was over here. Peachtree
area, everywhere. Like Decatur, homeless people. So you got a lot of people out there begging. There's way more people here begging than here in our city, I can say.
For sure, for sure, for sure. So when it comes down to the whole shopping, the whole fashion part, you notice a big difference?
Yeah, it's a big difference. I went down there and told the mall down every time. For real, though. Each mall, like, they got shit here that you might see, you know, at the boutiques and shit. I ain't gonna tell they secret and shit, but yeah, they got shit.
Yeah.
I see shit down there and shit, but like, so like, they get shit new. Like, I get different shoes and shit that I brought back here. People say they never seen them and shit. Like, this one pair I had, this one nigga was like, nigga, I seen those on the video game, nigga. They some Ivos. So like, they got different shit, I guess, in some of the stores.
That's real, that's real. So, when it come down to the new album, the new body of work, man, Gangsta and a Gentleman. Is there any track, like an eye-opener track, that was not as you would say, like, you know, the turn up, not for the ladies, but it was more so for the story?
Okay.
You feel me? Can you speak on that a little bit? Is it a for the story song on there that we could be looking forward to, and what story should they be checking for?
I'm gonna say, I gotta quote my homie Nip. He was saying, like, political rap is smart.
Yeah.
So shout out to YG. But I got a song I just did called BLM, Black Lives Matter. And I basically told a story. And, you know, it's my story. And, you know, I'm from the hood, you know, where it's all happened that black people getting killed. So I ran with that. And I'm going to actually play a little bit of it and shit.
Oh, yeah, this is an exclusive, y'all.
Yeah, this is exclusive.
That shit low-key tank.
They don't like me. They don't like us. It ain't shit you can do when they creep up. Now, if it's money on the floor, I'ma sweep up. If you don't like me, niggas speak up. You got a problem with troll, you won't beef us. They don't like me. They don't like us. Police killing us. They say fuck us. They don't get no peace until we get justice. They don't get no peace until we get justice. It ain't shit you can do when they creep up. If it's money on the floor, I'ma sweep up. If you don't like me, nigga, speak up. You got a problem with troll, you won't beat us. They don't like me, they don't like us. Police killing us, they say fuck us. They don't get no peace until we get justice. They don't get no peace until we get justice. I like the moving swift, you can call me Flash. Me and Peacemaker ballin' like Dirk and Nash. Bitch, we all the way turned up, no Rasta Dash. I don't know what they sellin', but this is gas. Niggas say they keep exotics, but they shit trash. Only focus on the blues, I gotta get this cash. I was down so bad, but I was built to last. Had to get in my bag, I had to think fast. Now I got a big bag, niggas big mad. Best believe them broke days far in the past. Chris Tucker ass niggas smoking up, they sad. Stealing out your bitch purse, these niggas sad. I'd never be like these niggas on my dad. A few times I gave niggas half of my last. A couple times I had to ride out with that mag. Now I'm riding the A, music on blast. It ain't shit you can do when they creep up. If it's money on the flow, I'ma sweep up. If you don't like me, niggas speak up. You got a problem with troll, you won't be. About business, I get respect. Baby Pablo, next bitch, I'm a threat. I've been working so hard while I'm not rich yet. Bro said, be patient, keep this shit on deck. This bitch ain't coming back, he upset. Ain't no more being humble, bitch, I'm up next. And if I run into my ex, bitch, I'ma flex. It ain't shit you can do when they creep up. If there's money on the floor, I'ma sweep up. If you don't like me, nigga, speak up.
So, what was the inspiration behind that song?
Nights in Atlanta, I was writing. I heard the beat, nigga. I just, you know what I'm saying? I just wanted to talk. I guess I was hurt, mad and shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Had to get some shit off my chest.
So, a lot of your music is about how you be, you know, feeling in the moment.
Yeah, I bet the vibes, how I'm sitting there. Because, like, how sometimes when I, like, write a song in the studio, after I hear it, you know, I might not even like it. Or before I even get to the studio, when I'm rewriting some shit, I might read it. And I like it, you know. Yeah. I'm like, what the fuck I was on at this time? You know, I was
So do you ever get like writer's block?
Hell yeah. I had that shit for like a good week and a half down there, nigga. I had to shake.